Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him. Sing psalms to him. Talk of all his wondrous works. Wow, what a great way to begin our study today from the International Gospel Hour. Stay with us.
On Jordan's stormy banks I stand.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. For 90 years, Churches of Christ have proclaimed God's Word through International Gospel Hour. You are about to listen to another Bible-based lesson with Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, starting now.
I am bound for the promised land.
Well, thank you to our J. Webb for his kind words always, and greetings to all of you. Great having you with us today here on the International Gospel Hour broadcast. Now, friends, I don't know where you may be listening to our broadcast. We have some that listen through our website at internationalgospelhour.com, some over the radio station, your favorite station there in your area, but also some podcast options. That's right. You can hear the International Gospel Hour through a number of podcast platforms. And so if you are a podcast platform listener, along with the way you are listening here, then you may want to check us out at one of the podcast platforms. Our broadcasts are always available at our website, and we do appreciate you tuning in and listening to us with whatever option you use. Hey, let's consider 1 Chronicles 16, verses 8 through 14. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him. Sing psalms to him. Talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth. O seed of Israel, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Friends, David in this psalm, he takes this to thank the Lord as the Ark of the God, the Ark of the Covenant of God, was back at Israel. You know, time will only allow us to look at just a segment of this psalm of praise that ends with verse 36 of 1 Chronicles 16. But what have we noted so far? What about key phrases and words such as give thanks, call upon, make known, sing, talk of, glory in his name, the hearts of those rejoice, seek, and of course, remember. Remembering what God has done and his marvelous works should prompt us this day to be obedient unto God and to see what he gives to those that follow him. That's our study today, just ahead, friends. But first, here is our J. Webb.
Courtesy of our friends at apologeticspress.org, we at International Gospel Hour have a limited supply of Valor and Virtue, a Christian apologetics magazine for teens. It is a great resource for any age, but especially for the challenging teen years. Get your free copy today by calling toll-free at 855-444-6988. Leave your name and address and just say Valor. That's it. Again, that's 855-444-6988. Leave your name and address and just say Valor. You can also request it through our website at internationalgospelhour.com. Click on the Contact tab and leave us your name and address and put Valor in the message box. We will send you a copy while supplies last, so get yours quickly.
Friends, let's remember his marvelous works so that our priorities are right. Let our priorities be what they should be. You know, in Matthew 6, verse 33, Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." Well, there's a priority. What about some other first within the scripture from Matthew 7 and verse 5? In ways of judgment to others, Jesus stated to the hypocrite, "First you cast the beam out of your own eye." What about concerning the grace of giving when Paul tells those in Macedonia who first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God, 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 5. You see, David had God first in his life and praised him for what he had done and what he was doing for Israel. So if we are to praise God and remember His marvelous works, we must put Him first. But second, let's remember His marvelous works knowing one can only make it with God. In Romans 8:31, what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? How the Scriptures refer to God as a deliverer in Exodus 3 verse 8, a help, Psalm 46:1, and a comforter, 2 Corinthians 1, 3 and 4. Friends, we cannot make it with our plans in life, but only with God's plans and our priority of Him first. When we turn to Him, then only can we make it with God. We are mindful of Paul who said in Philippians 3 and verse 9, and be found in Him, that is Christ, not having my own righteousness which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. Third, let's remember His marvelous works with salvation that is in Christ. Marvelous works of which we hear and understand, Matthew 15:10, Romans 10 and verse 17. Marvelous works of which we believe that moves us to our faith. In John 20, 30, and 31, and many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life through His name. But we realize, friends, there were those that believed on Christ, but they failed to confess Him. They loved the praise of men more than the praise of God, these among the chief rulers mentioned in John 12, 42 and 43. The devils even believe, yet they tremble, James 2:19. Friends, is only faith or faith by itself enough? Well, would not that faith in God move us to be obedient to God or move us to what God teaches us? What about the word repentance? In Luke 13, 3 and 5, I tell you, nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. And that was preached on the day of Pentecost when they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? They were pricked in their hearts. They needed to make things right. The first word out of Peter's mouth was repent. The command to repent, Acts 17:31, and how all should come to repentance, 2 Peter 3:9. Friends, may I ask a question with all grace? If faith only was enough to save one, then what has happened here? You see, faith moves one to change one's life and praise God for His grace that teaches us how to deny and how to live, Titus 2:11 and 12. You see, true biblical faith moves one to change one's life. That leads us to repentance and a faith that must be confessed. Oh, think about that eunuch that confessed Jesus. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, Acts 8 and verse 37. And when you think of it, he was simply doing what Paul talked about later in Romans 10, 9 through 13. When Paul said that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture says, whoever believes on Him will not be put to shame. Well, what does that faith do? Well, it moves us to believe. It moves us to confess. Verse 12 of Romans 10, there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon Him, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Friends, when we look at this and we flow from verse 13 of calling on the name of the Lord, friends, I've often wondered, how did Saul understand to call on the name of the Lord? Allow the Scripture to speak, Acts 22:16. Saul, why do you tarry? Why do you wait? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Whoa, wait a minute. Mr. Archie, are you saying that calling on the name of the Lord is when one is baptized into Christ? Well, if you look at Acts 22:16, yes. And, friends, parallel some other text. What about Colossians 2 and verse 12 that teaches we are to be buried with Him in baptism, in which you also were raised with Him through faith in the working of God, who raised Him from the dead? Colossians 2 and verse 12. What about, does that parallel, if you will, with what Peter said on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2:38? He not only said repent, he said repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Simply moving upon the command of Christ in Mark 16:16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Brethren, it all blends together. Or beloved friends, brethren, friends, family, whomever, it all flows together, if you will. Marvelous works as we grow then in faithfulness. You see, the early church, when they obeyed the gospel, they continued onward faithfully, Acts 2:46 and 47, and living faithful for our Lord, Revelation 2, verse 10. You see, friends, when we remember his marvelous works, we are reminded that our priorities are to be right. We can only make it with God, and the salvation that is in Christ is there for all. Have we prompted you to think about a few things along the way? Friends, we'd like for you to take the Bible and research what we're saying. And with that being said, we'd like to send you our free Bible course by mail. We offer it quite often on our broadcast. Here is Our J. Webb with those details.
Our well-received Bible study course by mail is available to everyone absolutely free. Would you like to try it? All you do is call us toll-free at 855-444-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say home study. That's it. That's all you have to do. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type home study in the message box. At your own pace, you can study the Bible in your own home. Again, it's free. Give it a try. And it's from your friends here at International Gospel Hour.
To God be the glory that we can remember his marvelous works, how we can take a text from the Old Testament and learn from those things to help us. Friends, if we've talked about some things today that have prompted you to think about the Word of God, let us hear from you and we'll help you all that we can. And yet, we'll continue our studies here at another time. Thanks for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour broadcast. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we...
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. To God goes all the glory, and we hope that our study today will draw you closer to His Word to walk in His way. To listen to it again or our other broadcasts, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com.
God be with you.